This reading passage is Proverbs chapter 26, verses 22. Without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down. As charcoal to embers and as wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome person for kindly strife. The words of a gossip are like choice muscles. They go down to the inmost parts.
Today, it is the second part of the message under the title of The Whisperer. Last time, we examined the five types of whisperer. First one is the one who never stopped talking as long as he opens his eyes. Second one is
나는 잘 해당이 안 되나 아니면 조금 해당되나 이렇게 생각하실 수 있을 것 같아요.
Once he starts to talk, he never ends his talking. Third, the one who feels great when he speaks everything out from his heart into lips. Fourth, the one who has to obey, who has to convey whatever he knows and hears. The fifth one is the one who talks no matter it is right or wrong. You have to check whether you are one of this kind, and you always speak the words of goodness. Today, I'm going to review the many attitudes of the whisperer. The first type is the one who likes to talk about others. When I read the scripture and understood the meaning of title, The Whisperer, I had to ask myself for weeks, like, what type of man I am. As you read the scripture, don't just regard it as a verse in the Bible, but try to think of what you are. Proverbs 18, verses 7 to 8 says, a fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a whisperer are like dainty morsels, and they go down into the innermost parts of the body. Those who are old know this, that unless your family is a wealthy family, children in the family cannot eat as much as they want. So whenever there was a feast, you know, we used to go to the feast and we ate as much as we could. Well, even today, there are people who eat a lot whenever they go to buffet, right? Well, we just ate first when we were poor. It doesn't matter we had our stomach in the field. We just ate. When it was cold, long winter night, when there was a sweet potato or corn, then, you know, we loved it. We couldn't afford those, you know, snacks between meals. So we ate everything. But there was not enough for all of us to eat. In the old days, there were only one spot in the room which is hot. So we gathered together. We were, you know, melting our, you know, frozen, hands, and then we ate. Well, if you are young, you may think of fried chickens or pizzas. And I remember the snacks that I used to enjoy, like tteokbokki and oden. And then after 20 or 25 years later, You know, I sometimes visit those, you know, stores and restaurants and enjoy, you know, fried ramen noodle and tteokbokki. And we, and then I enjoy the jjosun too. Whenever we had, you know, a pocket money, we used to go to that, you know, small restaurant. And we were so happy to, you know, share the food that we ordered. And we were so poor back then. And after the second class, we ate our lunch box. And in during the actual lunch time, we went to a store and we ate many snacks. But the reason I'm talking about the snacks between meals is that those who like to talk about others, their judgment and condemnation taste like these snacks between meals to fleshly people. If you read Genesis, you can find Isaac, and then Isaac asked his first son Esau to prepare a snack. So, all this food referred to a special food, not the main dish. Even though it is so tasty and looks good, if you don't like it, then you cannot have it much. But if it is your choice, you know, snack, then you feel like you can eat all the time and then you can digest it well. So that's why the Bible says it goes down deep into your innermost parts. So, but what does it mean spiritually? You know, those who like to talk about others listen to people who are talking about others deep into their hearts. They put those words into hearts and they judge others and they condemn others. Instead of resembling Father God's heart of goodness. So it's exactly the opposite. So whenever there is a chance, they convey those words that they heard to others. Eventually, today's message is about warning to those who listen to the whisperers. You should know those who listen to these whisperers are also evil too. When we gather, we try to share testimonies and words of goodness. When someone speaks, you know, words of evil, then we stop talking. Then the person who actually spoke out those evil words realize that, I spoke, you know, bad words. Now, brothers and sisters, do you like to talk about others? Or do you listen to the stories about others? From now on, let's get this chance to understand whether it is okay to listen to the words about others. Like if someone says, who did what? Whose house is in what situation? Who did it wrong? These are the all, you know, snacks between meals, morsels. These are usually based on unproven facts. And people add their own thoughts and they convey this story to others. So they just gossip and slander. For example, if you really care for someone, then what you hear is not good to hear, then you do not convey to these others. You rather rebuke the one and pray for the one. And you don't do it alone. You do it with a couple of others. And you make the rebuke of love. But we know the truth. And we know that, you know, we should not talk about others. But there are people who pretend that they were worrying about the others that they are talking about. Likewise, the one who likes to talk about others talk about those stories, even though it has nothing to do with them, and it doesn't benefit them. And they don't care whether what they're speaking, what they're talking, may hurt the one, the subject of the story. Usually, when the rumor is bad, the aftermath is greater, and the whisperers love it better. They naturally know that it is a great story to convey, and they, you know, pass those stories to others. The works of goodness are not good at, you know, spreading to others. But bad rumors spread instantly. There are even people who are after those, you know, wrong rumors and bad rumors. So you can see how evil this generation is. Many people may think a rumor is for fun. However, that's not it. They may think, that's it. However, that's not it. The one who is involved with that rumor may suffer greatly, and their life may be at risk. I heard the story that some even committed suicide because of those bad rumors. So, making bad rumors is truly evil act. However, even though it is not bad rumors, you have to remember that the words that you speak unconsciously may bring about bad result. You didn't lie, you just convey what you heard. But it may have bad after effect. So you should take the responsibility of what you say. However, in this generation, people are making jokes and they come up with lies and they think it is for fun. And they add their feelings and they convey those words. It is not even right to convey what you hear to others. But these evil people add more stuff to that original story. If you have a heart of goodness and virtue, then it is, you know, you may discern what you hear. However, this is not the case. And people get angry when they hear it. So, it is really important what kind of people you have around you. Of course, you know, those evil people will not be around. The man who walks in the truth. However, you may be surrounded with those people at your work. So, even in that conversation, you have to discern correctly what you hear during the conversation. James 3:8 says, "No one can tame the tongue. It is restless, evil, and full of deadly poison." So, the tongue that talks about others, ears that hear those words are so evil before Father God. Especially those who slander the kingdom of God and judge and condemn brothers and sisters in faith or the servants of God or separate children of God and making synagogues in church. How can they escape the terrible judgment of Father God? What if it is concerning to your family? You will never convey those words. You know, if you know that result of those words may bring hardness to others, then you will not take those words as a snack between meals. In many parts of the Bible, our Father God warns about those slandering words and actions. And it is strictly prohibited not only in the Lord, but also in the world as well. If you think of the spiritual meanings of the 10 plagues, you can find one plague that is due to evil words. That is the fourth plague, plague of flies. Three previous plagues, you can repent of them quickly, and if you receive prayer, diseases can be healed. But starting from the plague of flies, diseases may stick to you, and you may have to suffer until you repent thoroughly and bring down and break down the wall between you and Father God. One of the biggest reasons to receive the plague of flies is due to evil words that you speak. If you don't repent of your sin and evil even at this point, you may come across with incurable diseases, and you may face unsolvable disasters in your family. Psalm 141 verse 3 says, "Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips." You have to put guard with your hearts and lips. You have to understand how evil it is to talk about things that has nothing to do with you. It is a snare and trap to destruction and darkness to talk about others and think and consider it as a snake between meals. The words that you listen with joy is the word of God. So you have to see only good things, hear only the good things. Do not hear the things of evil. Father God, who is light, and we are His children, and only the words of God should be sweet to our ears. Psalm 119 verse 103 says, "How sweet are your words to my taste, yet sweeter than honey to my mouth." That's right, words of God taste so sweet. So we have to put those words into our heart. But what you are after, do not lie, be truthful. How good is it if you can become a man who doesn't tell a lie? Then you will be trusted, and you will be loved. You'll become a man of truth. God says, do not hate people and love those people. These are so sweet. If you hate someone, you are troubled in your heart. When you see those people you hate, you have to turn around. You don't want to make eye contact with them. And it makes you bother. Why do you have to turn around when you see people? You have to welcome those people. If you don't hate those people according to Father God's word, but if you love them instead, then you will feel so happy in your heart. That's why we say the words of God taste so sweet. Senior pastor considered only God's word best. After he accepted the Lord, if it is the word of God, he considered it right every time in the service. When it was the word by cell leaders or senior deacons or pastors, he was so happy. He welcomed every one of them. He gave services along with them, and he tried to hear one more word from them, because it was the word of Father God he loved most. During the conversation, since it is the conversation about God, he wanted to hear more. He felt good because it was the word of our God. Since he received grace from the testimony, he loved them. So, he only said amen and obeyed every word of God. When God said, when someone hits you on your left cheek, turn the other also. All these words taste so good, like honey. He's not my enemy. Why should I hate him? I should rather love him. Father God is love. Senior pastor was healed by Father God. So he loved Father God foremost of all. So he lived by the word of God. And the words of Father God taste so good. And because of the words of Father, thanks to the words of Father God, hatred, complaint, ill feelings were all disappeared. They all turned into love and understanding and service. Those he used to hate looked lovely and good. So he was so happy in his heart. He was changed by the word of God. He was able to discover himself thanks to the word of God. He was able to find those evil feelings in his heart thanks to the word of God. Now he sought after the benefit of others. He tasted like that. And he said, the word of Father God tastes so good. When he was sick, he read in a worldly, you know, novels. But now, he takes a shower, put on a good attire, and sits tight and read the Bible. Whenever he reads the Bible, it was so easy to come into spirit because the words of God taste so good. Since he loved Father God, he was able to obey his word, and he was able to keep all the commands. So that's why he was able to come into spirit in just a few months. Whenever he got time, he preached the gospel to people. He come up to people. He preached the gospel to people. He shared his testimony, how he was healed, how he met God, even though it was a very short period of time. Whenever he had that kind of time, he preached the gospel. He took the bus. He asked me, can I preach the gospel to the man or not? And he asked me, wait. And he, senior pastor, approached the man and preached the gospel to him. And then he received the confirmation from the person that he would go to church. Myung, wake up, and can you preach the gospel with courage on this street? I mean, if you are in a subway, you can find those people who sell stuff inside the subway. Now, the love that you receive from Father God is so great. Can you preach the gospel here? Can you preach the gospel? So in my subway, in a subway or in a bus, I think about this. Now, can I preach the gospel boldly in this bus or in a subway? Well, after I grew up, I thought about this. So whenever I went out to the street to preach the gospel, I remember those days and preached the gospel to people. Dear brothers and sisters, those who love the word of God have the words of God like honey in their mouth. Those who do not love the truth remember those evil words, and they surely convey those words to others. However, those who love the word of Father God don't ever listen to those evil words. They rather repent thoroughly whenever they hear such words. If they hear the words of Satan, since it is not the voice of the Holy Spirit, they feel the trouble in their hearts. So they feel troubled due to that voice of Satan. They judge and condemn and gossip, since it is the voice of darkness. they feel troubled in their hearts. So, please remember all the words of wisdom from Father God and live by the word of Father God and give glory to Father God all the time. And Father God will protect you with His blazing eyes. People of untruth gather together with people of untruth. Gossipers get together with gossipers. Liars get together with liars. Where the birds of a feather gather together, right? So, when there is a snack between meals, and we share that snack, right? These evil people listen to these evil words and they share together. However, people of goodness, people of truth, when they hear these words, they feel hurt in their hearts. And they never come close to those people who speak these evil words. Now, do you think senior pastor wants to be alone? Whenever he got time, he listens to the words of Father God. He listens again and again. He said he listens to the words of Father God 20 times or more. He listens to that again and again, and he listens again next day. A month later, he still listens. And he said usually he listens to God's revelation every 20 times. And he prays for them, and he receives the spiritual training based on those revelations. So, if you listen to the revelation, which takes about 40 minutes, 10 times, it takes 400 minutes. If you listen to 20 times, it takes 800 minutes. So, he spends 800 minutes to listen to one part of God's revelation. He longs for the spiritual things. Since he longs for it, he wants to enter the spiritual realm. If you don't long for spiritual things, you will love the fleshly things. So you are far away from New Jerusalem. I hope that you can love spiritual things. If you long for it, you can come into spirit, deeper spirit, and whole spirit. And you want to give glory to Father God whenever you eat, drink, or whatever you do. Why? Because whenever you have a thought of spirit, you feel happy and you rejoice. What about the heart of Abraham, Moses, Ruth, Enoch? You will think of the hearts of those people and you try to resemble their hearts. The life of flesh, fleshly life, gives you happiness momentarily. And fleshly people give thanks whenever they have reasons for thanks. But the reason of thanks disappears instantly. However, spiritual things last forever. So, as you become a man of spirit, you become a man of happiness. Whenever you read the Bible, whenever you think of the Word of God, you are touched and you are happy all the time. Our congregation listens to this words of sanctification. And you work so hard to cast off your sin and evil. You may feel like it's like peeling off onion. And you feel troubled. You may be troubled because of untruth in your heart. But you should never be disheartened. You should obey to the word of God. And you have to obey. You have to love, serve, and devote yourself. And when the time comes, whatever you do will become fruit of sanctification. So, just as Apostle Paul confessed that if I die, I will die, we should die every day. And we listen to and look at only the truth and become true children that Father God wants us to become. The second type of whisperer is the one who reveals secrets. Proverbs 20:19 says, "He who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with the gossip." Those who go about as a slanderer, they reveal the secrets, and they reveal the secrets. And they do it like they say jokes. They easily reveal secrets of others. And God says, do not associate with these people, whisperers and gossipers. Secrets are supposed to be kept. Even in the world, you should keep the secrets. You should never reveal the secrets. You have to look at only Father God, think of only truth, and pray, and you should live your Christian life for the kingdom of God and righteousness. We have to run toward New Jerusalem. You have to pursue peace, serve each other, look for others' benefit, love each other, share love each other, instead of receiving, but you should give. We have to have this kind of beautiful church. Then we can accomplish the will of Father God for sure. You have to adorn yourself as a bride. You have to prepare your oil. Then, do you think you can have time to gossip others and slander people? And reveal the secrets of others? No, you will not. Please, I urge you to live only by the truth and make this church better than the early church. The one who goes about as a slanderer does not stop talking. He shares everything he knows, even though he doesn't have any intention, evil intention. Whatever he speaks becomes hassles. You have to be always careful that whatever you speak will not bring any bad effects to others. Especially when you talk about others, you have to consider the situations of others. If you change any word in those stories, people may understand this story in a totally different way. If you don't consider these situations, but if you just speak out recklessly, then you may hurt others. You may actually bring actual damage to those people. So you have to always look back. And if you used to speak like this, you have to ask Father God for help. Father God, I used to speak like this, and I reveal the secrets of others. Please, let me take care of others, consider others, and let me speak with care. You have to pray like this. Even though you received grace, you cannot instantly change into a man who does not reveal secrets. You have to pray fervently and ask God's help. Father God, please forgive me and let me change into the man who does not talk about others well. And you have to consider other situation and speak with caution. If you make mistakes in your speech, then you can be snared easily by Satan. You may get angry easily, and you may bring discord to others. Someone received the word of God, and he shared the word, God's revelation, about others. She said, Pastor, I am remembering this word, and I am trying to change myself. Now, we made a visit to a member again, but she murmured in her prayer, but she couldn't pray well. However, she confessed and repented. I was so tired, so I murmured during the prayer, please forgive me.
이분이 중간에 말을 딱 끼어드셨습니다. 맞아요. 그 권사님이요. 잘 조세요. 라고 말씀을 하십니다. 그리고 이렇게 네?
Now, when the member was confessing like this, the member who received the word from Father God that she should not speak with caution, interfered the conversation and said, "That's right, she used to, you know, fall asleep during the prayer, and she murmurs during the prayer." So after the I finished the visiting, I asked her whether you what you spoke hurt others' heart, and whether it was the word of goodness. And then she said, like, she couldn't understand what she spoke. So I explained that what you said before her was unnecessary in that situation. You rather hurt her heart. So please remember what you did and pray more. If we have talkative people around us, then it's difficult to have intimate relationship with those people. Otherwise, you may experience great trouble. Father God cannot trust those talkative people. He cannot trust those people, and He cannot entrust a good duty to those people. Father God revealed the secrets to Abraham and others, many people, but they were not those who revealed secrets easily. Otherwise, Father God would not reveal the secrets to those people. James 3:2 says, "For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well." If you long to become a perfect man before Father God, then you should speak only the you should speak the words which can become grace and virtue to people all the time. Sometimes you make a report. Then, before you make a report, you have to correctly understand the situation and you have to write down the correct words. I hope that you can become a man of careful lips. Proverbs 25 verse 9 says, "Argue your case with your neighbor and do not reveal the secret of another." This is the word of warning to people. Here, the secret refers to the words that people do not want to talk about. Let's say you, husband and wife, argued. And if husband makes the wife ashamed by revealing or talking about something that she doesn't want to talk about, then the argument will not stop. Even though it actually happened, if it is a thing to reveal the weak points of others, then you should never speak about those things. There are people who reveal the secrets of others. And there are people who listen to those stories all the time around people. They are running after the secrets of others. However, the people of truth will not feel good to be around with those people. In worst case, there are people who reveal the secrets of others or weak points of others due to their anger. They convey the words, unproven stories, as if they themselves heard and saw. It is so evil. If you convey those words and bring damage to those others, even when you speak the truth, people may misunderstand, and there may be great arguments all the time. So it will be even worse if you convey the words of rumors and bad stories. So you should never talk about those things if it's not proven facts, and you should never reveal secrets of others. In Genesis chapter 9, You find Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the three sons of Noah. The second son, Ham, was cursed by revealing the secret of Noah. He was supposed to cover the shame of his father, but he rather revealed to his brothers. He was naked, he's in sleep, he got drunk. However, Sam and Japheth had the heart of goodness. They rather tried to cover the shame of his father, their father. They didn't even try to see the shame of his father. They already heard about it from the brother Ham. They went backward and covered Noah. What about you? Do you like to reveal the secret of others? Do you make wrong rumors and convey? If you have such evil heart, as you listen to this message, you have to pull it out right away. When I hear the message of Proverbs, I heard senior pastor saying, you have to pull it out right away. Now 10 years, 20 years passed away. Now, please, if you like to talk about bad rumors, or if you like to, if you are the one who likes to reveal secrets of others, then you have to pull it out right away. So you should become like Sam and Japheth, who cover the shame of their father. Of course, you may personally rebuke others. However, you should not reveal the few faults of others. You should rather cover the faults. That is the heart of Father God. You came to know the fault of others. If you cover them and forgive, if you cover it and forgive it, then the one who did the fault may be touched when he knows that he knows what you did. I hope you can be like this. Even he had ill feelings against you, he may be touched, and his heart will be melted. You should speak only the truth, and you should pursue peace with the fruit of your lips. You have to accomplish gentleness and virtue in your heart. You have to consider other situation and speak the goodness all the time. As you change like this, you can reach the good measure of Jesus Christ. We can find many different vessels in our history. You can think of Queen In-hyun and concubines of that of her time. The queen was so gentle. She had no cunningness. She never slandered people, because she had a heart of goodness, and she had great vessel, not narrow mind. She always thought about her ancestors of the country and of the king, her husband. He never forgot her position as a queen. Since if she had this kind of mind, even when she spoke a word, she considered the situation, and she thought about the situation, whether it is okay to speak those words. Do you consider the situation like this and speak out? Are you a worker of Mamin who set examples with what you say before other members? You always have to check what you speak. So, this queen never slandered people, and she never conveyed the words that hurt others. But the concubines were different. They heard wrong rumors, and based on that wrong rumors, they did evil works. They hurt others. They even created even worse rumors, and they slandered people. since they had such evil hearts, they revealed the secrets of others, and they even wrongfully accused sinless people. They killed loyal people to get their wealth. To accomplish their goal, they deceived the king, and they even conspired with evil people. Well, the same happens today. Those slanderers are doing the same thing, and they reveal the secrets of others. And you should never come close to such people. And what type of people are you? Do you reveal the secrets of your neighbor only because you are close to them? If you know such people, then you should never be close to such people. Because their hearts is not good. Their hearts are not good. And they will surely reveal your secrets to others. You should remember this. If you want your secrets to be revealed to others, then you may have friendship with those people. But if you want to keep your secret, and you can make a mistake, and if you want to have friendship with those people who cover your fault, then you should not make friends with those slanderers and gossipers. Our Lord said, the good man brings out of his good treasure what is good, the evil man brings out of his evil treasure what is evil. In Matthew 12:35, since evil people have the heart of cunningness, they reveal the secrets of others. So you should never be such people. The third types are those who repeat the faults of others. Proverbs 17:9 says, he who conceals a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates intimate friends. Transgression refers to faults or mistakes, but spiritually, it is the evil, the acts of sin revealed in deeds. Say, let's say a thief has a mind of stealing something, then it is not transgression. But when the thief put his mind into practice and stole something, then that deed of flesh is called transgression. Now, when you find faults of others, do you try to discern it by using the wisdom of the Bible? But our Lord wants love. He wants you to cover others' faults with love. People may have speck in their eyes, but they try to spot the tickles of others' eyes. And they judge based on the knowledge on the Bible. But our Lord wants you to wait and cover the faults. Those who reveal those, repeat those in the transgression, are those who do not understand the love of our Lord. They just know it as knowledge. They do not seek others' love. Our Lord, He could judge people because He was sinless. However, He never judged people. He rather healed sick people, covered the faults, and He helped others to walk the right path. We have hundreds of servants of God, and we have over like 450 Levite workers. What if senior pastor reveals every fault and mistakes of these people? Then how many can stay in this church? Senior pastor has always covered our faults and has waited for us to repent and turn back and walk the right path. That's why we have so many spiritual warriors in this church. If he had rebuked and revealed the transgression and sin and evil, could we have changed? What would have happened? Jesus knew who would betray him. He knew the heart of Judas Iscariot. However, he didn't say to others, he will sell and betray me. He covered the fault till the end. He and Jesus gave him many chances to repent. Although Judas Iscariot didn't realize and betrayed our Lord, even Judas Iscariot, our Jesus, forgave and covered his fault. So we can understand what kind of love our Jesus had. Due to our sin and evil, he was pierced and he was crucified on the cross. And he practiced his great love for us. Now, we receive such great love and grace from the Lord. Now, don't you think we have to seek for his love? We have to resemble his heart and cover others' faults. And we should be the one who can practice the love of our Lord. In 2014, our shepherd did his job. And we thought how our shepherd waited for us and looked at us. Even those people who are evil like Judas Iscariot. There are many examples of evil people in the Bible. We used to be like that, but our shepherd waited for us and covered our faults. He believed that such evil people like us could change later on. In order to do so, he could understand our hearts. He could put himself into our shoes. Think of Joseph, husband to Mary. When he realized that the Virgin Mary got pregnant, he didn't want to reveal it. Although the Virgin Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit, Joseph didn't know about it. However, his heart was righteous. He could cover Mary's fault with his love. In 2014, I thought about mercy, endurance, perseverance, love. I thought about those things and put it in my heart because these are the things that in our Father God's heart and the Lord's and the shepherd's. Father God searches for people like this Joseph, and Father God uses such people. We have to fill our heart with love, mercy, forgiveness, truth, and life. Even for those people who ridiculed Jesus and crucified him on the cross, our Lord prayed to Father God to forgive them. We have to set a goal of our Lord's heart and goodness. We have to remember the hearts of the Lord and forefathers in the Bible and resemble them. Now, you can see there are different gravities in transgressions of people. It is not love if you just cover the transgression, even though those people can go to the work, can go to the way of death. You should rather rebuke those people with love. You should guide them to right paths, but you should do it with love. You can rebuke them because you love them. There was a servant of God. Now, there was a member who committed sin leading to death. Now, the pastor visited the member. And after the visiting, The pastor was questioned. Now that person said in tears that I will change. And later, the person actually got changed. So I asked the pastor what it did. Because I myself asked him to change and cast off evil. And he did that too. But the pastor did it with love. He was able to repent on behalf of him together because he could understand his heart. Someone repented before the senior pastor of the sin and then leading to death. And the senior pastor prayed for him. Now, Pastor Sujin Lee talked about him. Even though he wrote a letter of repentance and repented, he must have repented thoroughly. But he didn't. So Pastor Sujin Lee said, told me to make a visit to him so that he could completely repent. Because senior pastor still thinks of him and prays for him. Senior pastor knows whether people truly repent or not. That person didn't repent thoroughly. So Pastor Sujin Lee felt it and asked me to make a visit to him. Now, when Pastor Sujin Lee said so, I could feel great love in her heart for that person. She loved the person and she cared for his heart. When I pray for him, I was reminded of the heart of Pastor Sujin Lee. Our senior pastor, who prays for him and harbors him in his heart until he actually changes. So I believe that he can surely change thanks to that kind of love. You have to get rid of, step back from your eyes first. However, there are not many people who are proper. So even though you are short, out of your love, you have to rebuke and admonish others. Then you will help others. Those with love, those who can cover others' faults easily, can feel true love for others. So when you make a visit to your group members or parish members, you know yourself whether you have a heart of love for him or not. So when you listen to the testimonies of people of spirit, then you can see that, how much they want those people and pray for those people with love. I once spoke to Pastor Hijin Lee and Hisan Lee, and I could realize that, how much they pray for the congregation with love, true love for those people. I was so touched. Even though I don't talk to them so often, whenever I talk to them, I receive much grace from them. Our Lord covered our faults, and our Father God forgets our faults and waits for them. So does senior pastor. And we should be able to do that as well. We have to wait and hope, understand their situation, cover the faults. We have to wait until they change out of our love. Now, let me tell you how you should react depending on the gravity of others' faults. You have to know whether it is a damage to himself only or it can damage many people, or further, whether it can damage the whole church and may hinder the glory of God. The Bible tells us not to pray for those who commit sin leading to death. 1 John 5:16 says, if anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will for him give life to those who commit sin not leading to death. There is a sin leading to death. I do not say that he should make request for this. And you have to correctly discern whether you are both, whether you are superior or inferior in others. And if it can be managed by you, then you should not talk about that to your boss. You should manage it on your own. However, there are things that you cannot manage with your own goodness. Then, in this case, you should not cover the fault even after you're visiting the member. And if that problem is not solved, do not cover the fault from others. You have to discuss it with your boss and solve the problem. Now, if you hear the case through others' lips, then you should not never talk about it. You should rather check it first for yourself and see whether it is true or not. If it is not true, it may be judgment and condemning. There are so many people in the world who talk about others and cover and reveal the secrets even though they are not true. So, if it is proven fact later on, then you have to rebuke that one. If it doesn't listen, you have to bring one or two more and rebuke the one. If it doesn't repent, even that, you have to report it to the one who is in charge of the church or your boss. You have to go through these steps. But most of all, you have to do it with heart of love. Then you can save those people who walk the way of death, and it is proper to cover their faults. There is one more thing that I would like to put emphasis on. First of all, you need to have the heart of love. You should not judge others according to the frameworks. You should have love. The Father God will work and change those people. No matter how evil they are, when they are touched, they may shed tears. And you should be touched those people. Our Mami members are touched many times by our shepherd. And he covers the faults. He intercedes to Father God for us. And we have witnessed it for many decades. We should become like that. We should trust and wait as we believe in them. And the one who repeats the secrets separates intimate friends. People of goodness see only the good things, hear only the good things. But if you reveal secrets all the time, it proves that you are evil that much. I took a picture with my camera. Now there was a person who doesn't know how to use the camera well. Now, because of the mistake, the whole pictures were erased from the camera.
그 카메라를 필름을 삭제해서 중요한 사진들이 못 보게 돼서 너무 미안하다고. 조금 지나가다 보니까 너무 너무 미안한 거예요. 너무 미안하다고. 내가 이렇게 카메라의 사진을
삭제해서 I forgot. I mean I erased all those pictures.
거듭 말했습니다. 누구 허물을요? 제 허물을. 제 허물을 거듭 말하다가 갑자기 이런 생각이 스쳐 지나갔습니다. 아, 이게 내가 잘못한 걸 말해서 다행이지. 제 성격이 만약에 다른 사람이 잘못했어도
You know, it was my mistake.
너무나 아깝잖아. 그 사진이 이렇게 없어졌잖아.
So I repeatedly asked for forgiveness of my mistake.
지금 내가 실수한 것을
Then while I was you know, revealing my mistake and asked for forgiveness. What if I mention others' mistake again and again?
좋은 장면들 다 없어졌잖아라고 남의 말을
거듭 한다면 What would he who made the mistake feel?
라는 것을 떠올려 주셨습니다. 그래서 그날 많이 회개를 했어요.
And after I came back from that trip, you know, I repented a lot. In the past, I might reveal the mistakes of others many, many times.
더 기다려 주고 바라봐 줄 수
Please,
있는 그런 모습이 되기를 원합니다.
Let me not reveal the secrets of others. But pray for them with endurance.
것은 싫은데 하물며
Now,
거듭 말하고
Do you repeat secrets of others all the time?
거듭 지적하고 또는 거듭
Do you point others weak points all the time?
더군다나
Furthermore, do you convey those secrets to others?
알리고 있지는 않으셨습니다.
Don't you have such a heart?
알리고 싶은 그런 마음은 있지 않습니까?
If you do,
그런 마음이 있다면
you should know how evil your heart is.
아셔야 합니다.
내 마음이 How evil my heart is.
그런 마음일까?
Why do I have these kind of evil things in my heart? You have to realize.
그것을 깨우쳐야 합니다. 상대의 허물을 보면 내 마음이 얼마나
You should know that if you can find fault of others. Then you may have evil in your heart. Now, there is a case that a man of goodness points and touches the faults again and again. Well, senior pastor does that until we completely get rid of that fault and change. He does it with love. Now, revealing, I mean, repeating secrets again and again, you shouldn't do that. But there is a man of goodness who reveals and repeats a secret all the time. Then we should be thankful for that. Because out of love, the man of goodness repeats the secret and faults again and again. Until we change completely. So you have to find the difference here. If you are truly want to become a man of good, man of God, and man of light, then you always have to be around with the people of goodness and speak only the goodness and see only the goodness. Proverbs 6:19 says, A false witness who utters lies and one who spreads strife among brothers.
형제 사이에 이간하는 사람이 포함되어 있습니다. 형제 사이를 이간하는 사람은
These people, our Father God, hates so much.
누구의 흠만 있으면 들추어내고
They reveal the secrets of others. They convey the faults of others. Even though they have greater faults. They add and this their own feelings, along with hatred, jealousy, and condemnation and judgment and arrogance. That's why Father God hates such people. People of goodness do not see others' faults. They rather find good points of others. They don't even want to try to others' faults. Even if they know They try not to remember them. You may be hurt in your heart when you think of your mistake or faults, and you want to quickly forget. And you have to feel the same for others' faults. You have to cover their faults as if they are yours. But if there are people who repeat the secrets again and again, then this is unrighteous, even by the standard of the world. Now, someone is so good to you, but he is not good to others. You make good to your family, but you don't show mercy to others. Then you are selfish. Now, as you come into spirit, you will change. Men of spirit can be strict to themselves. They may be strict to their families, but they may show mercy to others with love. If you want to resemble Father God more completely, then you should not have any speck or sin before Father God. So you should be very strict to yourself. Senior pastor is very strict to himself. One day, I met him, and he gave me a thing, and I had to put it in an envelope. There was a yellow envelope. So I asked him, can I take this envelope? He said, okay. So I put that thing into the envelope. That night, senior pastor mentioned it. Pastor Myung Lee asked me for an envelope. And when I said, okay, I felt sorry. Whether it was a church envelope, and Pastor Myung Lee wanted to use it, then he was so relieved when he found that the envelope was not church envelope. Even though I was his daughter, he didn't want to use the envelope that belongs to church as he pleases. He was so nervous. Well, when I used that envelope, I didn't care. I just found that envelope there and I asked for it. But after he said okay, he got worried whether it was the church envelope. A newcomer said to me, Pastor, on Sunday, we cannot buy things on Sunday, right? Now, there is a snack in this church, but so many people go to a snack bar and buy things there. I don't think it's right. And I said, on Sunday, whenever I go to meetings, on Sunday, then I prepare those snacks on Saturday. But there may be people who cannot do that. They will change later. So she said, well, since she is a novice Christian, she said, you know, sometimes I go out on Sunday and buy stuff, but, well, I can change just as they also change. When senior pastor went to other cities on Sunday, he waits for midnight, and once it is over midnight, he purchased things. But even though he is very strict to himself, he waits and endures the congregation of Mammin. So, in order for us to change, we should be strict to ourselves, but we have to show mercy to others. Now, we shouldn't do it by force. You should do it because you love Father God so much. And since you want to love Father God and resemble Father God, you should be able to do it. And it should not be difficult. However, the one who has many flesh in their heart, in his heart, may judge others so easily, and he may separate others. We can find example in our history. There is King Taejo and King Taejong. Taejo was the father, and Taejong was his son. Before the first king set up the Joseon dynasty, he had to kill many loyal people of the former dynasty. And those people were killed by his son. So even between the father and the son, there were some discord. And there were some people who tried to separate this father and son. When there was drought, there were people who said it was all because of your son. So, later on, the father hated his son so much, and he even killed the messengers from his son. So, the relationship between his father and the son became worse. When the son sent a messenger to his father, the father killed him. So, in Korean words, we say messenger to Hamhung, because the father stayed in Hamhung, and the city of Hamhung, the son sent messengers to the city, and all those messengers were killed by the son. So, those who repeat the secrets separate intimate friendship, even between son and father. 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. Proverbs 10:12 says, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all transgressions. I have never seen strife in this church between Levite members and council of the elders or any general assembly, right, there has been no strife. Because we love each other and we cover all transgressions. That's why this church became the church with no strife. Our Father God is the only judge, and He searches the hearts of people. As His creature, we cannot judge brothers or sisters. You should become the doer of the law. So I hope that you resemble the Lord who is love itself and become the one who seeks His love all the time. Let me conclude this message. This message has been the second part of The Whisperer.
목자님께서는 아홉 가지 단점보다 한 가지 장점을 보십니다.
Our shepherd finds one good point over nine weak points. He finds the goodness and good points from others. A pastor committed sin leading to death. He is far away from the rock. Now, he repented on screen. Senior pastor said, I remember those days he was fervent. I believe that he will be recovered and he will help me do my ministry greatly. Even when we didn't stand on the rock of faith, even though we were far away from Spirit, he believed in us, he waited for us, just as he believes in that pastor. And rejoice. He didn't discover weak points of us. Even though we have 99 weak points, Senior Pastor disregards them, and he finds only one good point from us, and he waits for us. Thanks to that, we came to change. We were ashamed. We must have been ashamed if our faults were uncovered. But Senior Pastor covered our transgressions and faults, and that's why we could change like this. I said three types of whisperers. First one, who likes to talk about others. Second, who reveals the secrets. And third, who repeats the secrets. Please, you have to check yourself whether you belong to any of this group. Please, pray fervently until you change yourself. If you like to talk about others, if you used to reveal the secrets, if you used to repeat the secrets, you have to change yourself. Let's think over the message and pray together.
사랑의 아버지 하나님 감사합니다. 말쟁이 두 번째 말씀을 통해서 남의 말하기를 좋아하는 사람, 그래서 그렇게 좋아요. 그 뱃속 깊이까지 내려가는 사람이 어떠한 사람인지, 그리고 어떻게 우리가 이제 전하는 것, 좋은 것, 아름다운 것을 내 마음에 새겨야 할지 말씀을 드렸습니다. 비밀을 누설하고 남의 허물을 말하는 것이 거듭거듭 말하는 것이 아니라 비밀을 감추어 줄 수 있는 사람, 비밀을 지켜 줄 수 있는 사람, 남의 허물을 말하는 것이 아니라 믿고 바라봐 주고 그의 장점 하나를 더 생각하여 기다려줄 수 있는 우리의 모습이 되어질 수 있도록 축복하시며 함께해 주옵소서. 감사하고 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hands on the sick parts of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hands on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our Father of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and on GCN TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. I give them faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all interest, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command, the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities go away. May the light come. Father, scorch all their terminal diseases and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, fever, go away. Father, protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, lung diseases, heart diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, and lead. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let the blind come to see, the mute come to speak, and the deaf come to hear. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the earth, ruler of the air, the evil forces of darkness, go away. Their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a prosperous life throughout this week. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly host and angels, and with your blessing eyes, protect all your children, your family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings from God. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.